In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly King, Paraclete, Spirit of Truth, you who are everywhere present and fill all things, treasury of all that is good and master of life, come dwell within us, cleanse us from all stain, and save our souls, O good one. Mary, cause of our joy, pray for us. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now, we're going to do Easter Sunday. This should be in our hearts an explosion of light and hope. You know, there's a remarkable text in Hebrews, letter to the Hebrews, chapter 2, starting in verse 14. And it goes, "Now, since the children share in blood and flesh, he likewise shared in them, that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their life." The world lives under the fear of death. When that reality is broken, when we really get it, it's not just a feast day. Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. And death is not the last word on reality or on any life. There's more. When that joy breaks into somebody, they're so different. It's so different than because all the law that governs the world is done away with. The world moves around, as the letter to the Hebrews just said, you see, who through the power of death, you see, one who has the power of death. I'm going to read that again. "Now, since the children share in blood and flesh, he likewise shared in them that through death he might destroy the one who has the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who through fear of death have been subject to slavery all their life." See, that's the grace of martyrdom. Go ahead and kill me. I'm not afraid. I believe in Jesus Christ, who's risen from the dead, whose body and blood I share. And if you want to kill me, go ahead. There's no answer to that. And even if it doesn't get that dramatic, you're going to do such and such, and I don't want to go along with it, or you want to fire me, go right ahead. That's a mini death, especially nowadays. I don't know where I'll get another job. But I'm not afraid of death, because Jesus Christ, my Lord, is risen from the dead, and he has a grasp on me and on my life and on my body and on my soul, and I will live forever. Once that fear of death is gone, then the devil has no more power. And that's why this explosion of life and optimism and joy, when that gets through. Otherwise, we're all afraid. You know, heaven's sake, we're driving down the highway and somebody cuts us off. That's a mini diminution. And we go crazy. Echo in the back of it is fear of death. Somebody making less of me, diminishing me. It's the fear of diminishment. It's what drives the stock market. It's what drives the political life. Is what can drive a lot of the church. You wouldn't believe it, but it is. We need promotions. We need better collections. We need more people paying attention to us. Who knows what we need? All because of the fear of death. And that's why the devil can lead us around by the nose. When that fear of death is gone, Jesus is going to be with me. I am going to be with him forever. Famous icons of the Lord Jesus going down into hell and taking out Adam and Eve. I'm going to read a text for that later. You are my great parents. Come out of here. And so the first part of our meditation is a text of John Chrysostom. I hope you can catch the freedom. Nobody wants to die. Nobody wants to get sick and die or get shot and die. But once the fear of death is gone, Satan has no more power over you, because you're not afraid to lose your job or not have people, you know, like you, or it doesn't matter. And therefore, you're free. This is how Chrysostom puts it. If anyone is devout and a lover of God, this is his sermon. Let him enjoy this beautiful and radiant festival. If anyone is a wise servant, let him, rejoicing, enter into the joy of his Lord. If anyone has wearied himself in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If anyone has labored from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If anyone has come at the third hour with thanksgiving, let him keep the feast. If anyone has arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings, for he shall suffer no loss. If anyone has delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near without hesitation. You hear it? Everybody come. Death has been broken. You see? If anyone's delayed till the ninth hour, if anyone has arrived at the 11th hour, let him not fear on account of his delay, for the Master is gracious, and he receives the last even as the first. He gives rest to him that comes at the 11th hour. He has mercy upon the last and cares for the first. To the one he gives, and to the other he is gracious. He both honors the work and praises the intention. Enter, all of you, therefore, into the joy of our Lord, and whether first or last, receive your reward. O rich and poor, one with another, dance for joy. O you ascetics and you negligent, celebrate the day. You that have fasted and you that have disregarded the fast, rejoice today. The table is rich laden, feast royally, all of you. Christ is risen. The calf is fatted, let no one go hungry. Let all partake of the feast of faith. Let all receive the riches of goodness. Let no one lament his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one mourn his transgressions, for pardon has dawned from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. Just what the Hebrews text was telling us about. He that was taken by death has annihilated it. He descended into Hades and took Hades captive, hell, if you will. He embittered it when he tasted his flesh. And anticipating this, Isaiah exclaimed, Hades was embittered when it encountered you in the lower regions. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. It was embittered, for it was purged. It was embittered, for it was despoiled. It was embittered, for it was bound in chains. It took a body, and face to face met God. He took hold of death, grabbed hold of this body, and met God. You see? It took earth and encountered heaven. It took what it saw, but crumbled before what it had not seen. O death, where is your sting? O Hades, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. Christ is risen, and not one dead person remains in a tomb. Jesus rose, and all the dead rose. For Christ, being raised from the dead, has become the first fruits of them that slept. To him be glory and might unto ages of ages. Amen. See, this is the Easter joy. We don't have to be afraid of death. Death is not the last word on us. We will see God. We can look forward. Nobody wants to die, of course. But if you've ever been by the bedside of a dying person who's holy, they're just relaxing and going into God. That's the joy of Easter. Our Lord Jesus Christ is risen from the dead. Now enter into his joy. And that's why we have this beautiful sermon of Chrysostom. He knew this. He was sent into exile. He was threatened with death. It didn't stop him, because he wasn't afraid of death. doesn't like pain. Who likes pain? But death? No. I'm joined to Christ. As St. Irenaeus says, if somebody receives the Eucharist, what does our Lord say? He who eats my body and drinks my blood will live forever. Do we believe it? Or is that just a ceremony? And something we read on a Sunday at Mass and somebody preaches on it and we go home just as scared as when we came. What's wrong? Faith. Let us beg the Lord that He fill us and all Christians all over the world with the joy of the resurrection and the lack of the fear of death. If I'm a big shot, and in order to be in union with somebody, I have to become a little shot, so what? That becoming a little shot is not, it is an anticipation of death. Yes, it is. But I'm not afraid of death. By the mercy of God, we must pray for that. So many arguments, so many divisions, so many suspicions all come from the fear of death. Something is going to diminish me, and I'm going to be afraid of it. But if I know that Jesus Christ is risen from the dead, and He can hardly wait to raise me from the dead, and that even when I die without a body, I go see Jesus Christ. I might be purified for a while, but I know where I'm going. That is Easter. It's not just everybody put on new clothes, which is very nice, and go to Mass and go home and eat lamb. Christ is risen from the dead, trampling on death by death, and on those in the tomb, lavishing life. It's a little hymn from the Byzantine liturgy. And so, that's this joy, and why I thought it would be nice to start our preparation for the liturgy for that text there in Chrysostom. And we'll have another, which is actually in the Roman Breviary, for Holy Saturday. And so you see, my friends, why is everybody so happy at Easter? The happiest people are those who know that Christ has conquered death. St. Teresa's greatest temptation, the one the devil tried to get her on, was what? That there is no resurrection from the dead. And she lived knowing in the fine point of her spirit that she's joined to Jesus and is eternal. And the whole rest of her consciousness and her memory and her thinking all saying, you're going to die, go in a hole in the ground, and that's it. Why did she have to sanctify that? Because she's the patron saint of atheists, for one thing. But also, to make amends and to try to heal the way that the whole darn world, you know, dances to the devil's music because they're afraid to die. But when this reality enters into us, of course nobody wants to die. But it's not the same. It's not diminishment. It's not effort. It's not the end of me. And because of that, you see, Christ is risen from the dead, trampling on death by death, and on those in the tomb, lavishing life. Hallelujah.